Let's clarify, okay, Mishnah Chet, Ketza. What's the case? We saw in the previous Mishnah that we were machal between the base Tafia and the rest of the reverse side of the Kli. That if one of the two becomes Tamei from Ashken Tmeim, the other one remains Tor. And Rabbi Meir said that that which a Chacham were machal between the base Tafia and the rest of the reverse side of the Kli is only with regard to Yadayim Tmeim and Tahira. And Rabbi Yossi said that it's only with regard to Yadayim Tahira, not with regard to Yadayim Tmeim. And the Mishnah asked, what's the case? How you yod of Tahirat, Bachari Akais Tameim. Also, the Vase Fiaso, Ain Achaisha Sheminitlu Yadav, Bachari Akais. Somebody whose hands are tar, his hands are damp, and the reverse side of the Kli had become Tameim from Ashken Tameim, while the Vase Fiat did not come into contact with the Ashken Tameim. And he went ahead and touched with his Yadayim Tahirat, the Vase Fiat. We don't have to be concerned that maybe his hands became tummy from the reverse side of the Kli. In other words, since the Chacham differentiated between the base of Fia and the rest of the reverse side of the Kli, when he touched the base of Fia, his hands remained tar, as only the rest of the reverse side of the Kli is tummy, but the base of Fia remains tar. We don't have to be concerned that maybe inadvertently he touched the rest of the reverse side of the Kli and his hands became tummy. Now this is according to Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi said that only with regard to Yadayim Taharas with a Chacham Machab between the base of Fia and the rest of the reverse side of the Kli. For Rabbi Meir holds that also with regard to Yadayim Tameos were Machab between the base of Fia and the rest of the reverse side of the Kli. So therefore, if the Kli is tar and his hands are Tameh and there's Maskam on his hands and he touches the rest of the reverse side of the Kli without touching the base of Fia, only that part of the Kli will be Tameh while the base of Fia will remain tar. For Rabbi Yossi holds that only with regard to Yadayim Tahiras with a Chacham Machab between the base of Fia and the rest of the reverse side of the Kli. As when your hands are tar, you're very careful to see where you're putting your hands. So therefore, we're not afraid that if you touch the base of Fia, maybe you also touch the rest of the reverse side of the Kli, just so you didn't realize it. As opposed to, with regard to Yadayim Tameos, we are not Machalic between the base of Fia and the rest of the reverse side of the Kli. The reason being is that when your hands are Tameh, you're not very careful to look and see which part of the Kli your hands are coming into contact with. So therefore, even though you think you only touch the base of Fia, you might very well touch the rest of the reverse side of the Kli as well. So therefore, the Chumim, with regard to Yadayim Tameos, were not Mechalek, they did not differentiate between the base of Fia and the rest of the reverse side of the Kli. When your hands are Tameh, no matter which part of the reverse side of the Kli your hands came into contact with, the entire reverse side of the Kli will be Tameh, according to Rabbi Yezir. Somebody who is drinking from a cup that the reverse side is tummy, with the toch being tar, and the reverse side of the Kli had become tummy from Ashken Tmeim. In such a case, we say that only the reverse side is tummy, while the toch of the Kli remains tar. Ain a choshe shema nitma ha-mashkish ha-bepiv v'achore ha-kot. V'chadu v'timei ha-kot. We don't have to be afraid that while he's drinking from this cup, that the reverse side is tummy and the toch is tar, that maybe the liquid inside his mouth came into contact with the reverse side of the Kli, and then touch the inside of the Kli, and therefore the entire Kli became tummy. As maybe during the process of drinking from this Kli, some of the maskin came into contact with the reverse side of the Kli and then fell into the toch of the Kli. And that maskin, since it came into contact with the achore of the Kli, became tummy. And now that it fell into the toch, the entire Kli became tummy. We don't have to be concerned for that, as maskin tmeim is metame a Kli midorabana, not midoraisa, and the rabana were not afraid of such a scenario that in the process of drinking, the toch of the Kli became tummy from Ashken Tmeim. Kum kum shehu martiyach. Ein achoyshe shem yatu maskin mitochoy benagu ba'achorov v'chazru l'tochoy. A kettle that's boiling up with hot water. And this kettle, the reverse side had become tummy from Ashken Tmeim while the toch remained tar. We don't have to be concerned that while the water is heating up and bubbling up, that maybe some of the maskin popped out from the inside of the Kli and touched the reverse side of the Kli, became tummy, and then fell back inside the Kli, and in the process was metame the entire Kli. Even though the water is bubbling up, the Chachamim were not afraid of such a scenario. As we said, Maskin Tmeim is only metame a Kli Mirabanan, and the Rabbanan were not afraid that this occurred, and therefore you can heat up the water without worrying that the water and the toch of the Kli has become tummy. Kalim that are used for kodesh, the whole things that were mukdash, for example, parts of a korban, or yayin for nesachim. These kelim, the chachamim did not differentiate between the reverse side and the toch. Neither did they differentiate between the Beit Tzvia and the rest of the achorim. And that which the chachamim were making and said, the matnis man that come into contact with the achorim of the kli, only the achorim is tameh and not the toch. Or if it came into contact with the Beit Tzvia, only the Beit Tzvia is tameh, not the rest of the reverse side of the kli. That's only for kelim that are used for truma. And the chachamim were making for kelim that are used for truma. Since Maskins man that is not Navatuma is only Mitame Kalim Midorabanan, but Kalim that is used for Hegdish, the Chachamah were not Mako, and even though Maskins man is only Mitame the Kli Midorabanan, any part of the Kli that comes into contact with the Maskins man, the entire Kli will be Tummy. They ain't my feeling Kalim Bito Kalim Lekaydish. Another Chumrah that we have by Kalim that are used for Hegdish, that you can't be Tobel Kalim that are used for Hegdish if one Kli is inside the other Kli. You can't be Tobel the two Kalim together. As the inside kli possibly weighs down on the outside kli, and it's a chatzitza, the word does not get in between the bottom of the inside kli and the inside of the outside kli, and then the outside kli and the inside kli, both of them would remain tameh. The tefillah would not help for either one of the kelim, so therefore you cannot be tovel one kli inside the other. You have to take out the inside kli from the outside kli and be tovel them separately. That's only for kelim that are used for hegdish, but kelim that are used for truma, you could be tovel one kli inside the other. As kelim that are used for truma, the chachamah were not machmer, we're not afraid that the inside kli will weigh down on the outside kli. Kol kelim yardin l'day tumasan din machshava. Ve'ein an olam miday tumasam ela b'shinu maisa. All kelim would become a kli that is makabel tuma with machshava alone, which is the thought. For example, if you have a tabasa ring that's used for a behema, that ring is not makabel tuma. As tachshitim for a behema is not makabel tuma. Decorative things that are used for a behema is not considered a kli, and it's not makabel tuma. Now, if you have a machshava and you decide that you want to use that tabas for a person instead of a behema, and tachshitim that is used for a person is considered a kli and is makabel tuma, that machshava would create that the kli is now makabel tuma, and the kli would be makabel tuma with machshava alone. But if a kli has already been makabel tuma, and now you decide to use the kli for something that's not makabel tuma, that would not help. The machshava cannot get rid and say that the kli is no longer makabel tuma unless you make a shinui maisa, unless you do an action. For example, if you have a tabas that's used for a person, and you have machshava that you can use a tabas for a behema, even though the tabas of a behema is not makabel tuma, the machshava alone would not take away that which the kli is makabel tuma, since originally the tabas was used by an adam, which is makabel tuma. The machshava alone would not take away that kibbutz tuma. Instead, you need a shinui maisa. You have to do some kind of maisa to that tabas, which shows that the tabas is no longer used by an adam. Instead, it's used by a behema. And once you do a maisa, the tabas will no longer be makabel tuma, since it's attached for a behema. Sha maisa mevato miyad ha maisa umiyad machshava. Umachshava einam avatelas lo miyad maisa velo miyad machshava. As we have a clock, as far as Kabbalah's tumor, that a maisa, an action, will cancel out a different maisa or a different machshava. For example, if you have a tabas, that you did a maisa to that tabas to show that it's going to be a tachshit for a person, or you simply had a machshava to use that tabas for a person, so now that tabas is makabel tumah, the tachshitim that are used by a person is makabel tumah. A maisa will be mabatel then. A maisa that shows that you are now using that tabas for behema will cancel out that which the tachshit, which the tabas was makabel tuma. Now that you did a maisa to show that it will be a tachshit for behema, it's no longer makabel tuma. As a maisa that you do, the action that you do to that tabas to show that it's now being used for a behema will cancel out the original maisa or machshava that was done to show that the tabas is going to be used for a person. But a machshava alone would not cancel out neither a maisa nor a machshava alone. If you have a machshava that you're going to use a tabas for a behema, but originally you did a maisa to that tabas that it will be used for a tachshit for an adam, or you simply did a machshava, you didn't do a maisa to tabas to show that it will be used for a person, but you just had in mind that you use it for a person, you just had a machshava, and now that tabas is makabel tuma since it's a tachshit for a person, machshava alone would not cancel out the original maisa or machshava. If you have machshava that you can use it for a behema, that will not cancel out the original maisa or machshava, and therefore the tabas will continue the Bima Kaba Tuma until you do a mice, until you do an action to the Tabak to show that it's going to be used for a behemoth, which in such a case would be a tasha for behemoth and would no longer be Makaba Tuma.